Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a question to ask.
Do you want to be a ninja?
Darren and Lito will tell you how.
They can't do it themselves because they're not that strong.
This is the American Ninja Warrior song.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Ninja Warrior, a Hapa podcast. I'm your host, Tern Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm so good. I like that we're 3 years into this. I've never missed an episode, and you still say, with me today, as if I'm some sort of special guest.
Well, I mean, apparently you don't have a great memory for all of our episodes because you have said that before.
Yeah, well, it's been even longer since the last time I said it, and you still say it.
Well, yeah, it's because it's the thing.
Okay, well, and I'm also...
The thing that we do.
Okay, I didn't realize it was our thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm ready. I turned on American Ninja Warrior, and I was like, oh, I forgot that we're in city finals time. Like, oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, it's lovely. I was wondering why this episode felt so much faster than other episodes. Like, it didn't feel 2 hours long, and the reason... starts with the fact that because it's city finals, we don't get a huge montage about, like, we've got the Los Angeles Chargers because we're in Los Angeles and Los Angeles is the city of movies. Like, we've already done the intro to the cities, so now we can just get into the runs.
Yes, very exciting. This is for me when American Ninja Warrior starts to really take off. Obviously, Vegas is the real stuff, but this is great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's most of the season is these, Vegas is only a couple episodes. So yeah. The city finals are like the meat of the season.
Yes. So we are going to be in LA here for the city finals. And we have a course to talk about. Same course as before for the first half, of course. Starting with the shrinking steps, then walk the plank, spring forward, diamond dash, spin hopper, and the warped wall. Then that is going to be followed by the salmon ladder, as always, and then the hinge. And so the hinge is an obstacle where you are going to transition off of the salmon ladder onto a board, like a floating board, like the floating boards. It's just one board, and you're just grabbing the whole thing instead of just the edge of it, and it spins. So you grab the board, it spins around, and then you jump across that board to another board that is on a rotating sort of platform thing. And there's another board to the right of that. And so you have to transition after the rotating platform spins, you transition to the next board, you jump across again to yet another board. And well, then you're done.
I was hoping that this would be a sponsored obstacle sponsored by Hinge.
The app.
Yes.
Yes. Where they find dates because they completed the obstacle and people are like, oh, you're dateable.
Completely. I feel like this would be a much more natural sponsorship opportunity than like the Lego Ninjago role, because in the dating app universe, I mean, so many couples have met and broken up on American Ninja Warrior.
Well,
I feel like they could have had this obstacle sponsored by Hinge the same week that they talked about Flex LeBrec and her boyfriend getting engaged. It's like, if you can't meet somebody through being an American Ninja Warrior, meet them through Hinge.
The Hinge.
Hinge is the best dating app. I'm going on record saying that.
All right.
Just so everyone knows.
Well, the hinge is followed by leaps of faith, which was an interesting obstacle here that a lot of people had trouble with. In fact, only two of them are going to make it through. Ultimately, there are like these huge sort of like triangly shaped handholds.
They're shaped like cowbells.
Yeah. And there's like, you just, but like, there are just things that you grab in them, just like
holds.
Yeah. But like, just like regular holds, but just elaborate in a big elaborate scheme of, it's like a big mechanism with like a tiny little, operating point. I don't know. So you jump onto that and then you have to transition. I don't remember how long the gap was, but a decent gap, and swing across to the next set of handles. And then that set of handles in the big mechanism is going to turn inward. So if your palms are facing forward, then the handles are going to spin until they are facing each other. And then you do some more swinging, and then transition from that to, I believe, just another regular set of forward facing handles. And then you have to transition one more time to a set of backward facing handles. So the that's the leap of faith part. So you have to jump across and then put your hands out and around the big mechanism and grab the handle from behind, and then hold on like that. And that's what a lot of people had trouble with.
Yeah, I found this obstacle a little silly, I'm gonna be honest. I feel like going blind is like so hard for no reason. It doesn't test grip strength. It tests, like, can you guess the exact distance?
I liked it.
Okay. It's just like, if you're at like a climbing gym or something, I don't know, you're never jumping to a hold that you can't see.
I mean, sometimes, you know, like, sometimes something can be a little out of your view. I think that there is skill to this, right? Like,
oh, there's definitely skill, but I felt it was too hard.
Well, what I don't mind about that is that anybody that makes it to the leap of faith has qualified for Vegas. So, yeah. Like, if you're going to put a too hard obstacle, this is exactly where to put it, in my opinion, on a city's final course, like right at the end, where anybody that makes it there is probably already qualified anyway.
And yeah. So, you said only two people got through it?
I believe so. Yeah.
So were those the two that went to the power tower?
Yeah. There's only two people that, I think anybody that made it to the final obstacle, which is the spider trap, where they climb up using the walls and they have to lift up the little clear divider walls that that separate them. They climb up the whole tower. It's not my favorite version of the final obstacle, personally.
No. I think it would have been funny if not even two people made it to, like, finished. So only one person had to do the power tower by themselves.
Well, no, they just would have been the two fastest and the furthest.
No, that's lame. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
If only one person finished, they should automatically get the speed pass thingy or the do-over time.
That's actually not the most atrocious idea.
Oh my God, thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said about my creative ideas.
I'm very nice like that. So I believe there were 11 people that fell on the leap of faith, and there were only two people that passed it, and those two people did go on to complete the course. So let's talk some more about it. So that's the course. I thought it was a good course. I liked Leap of Faith. I thought it was fun. There's skill there. You have to not only be able to, like, place your hands with precision without being able to see where they go, but also the momentum that you carry with your jump has to not be as high. Like, when you're making those jumps, you try to overshoot a little bit, because if you overshoot, it's easier to compensate for that. But if you undershoot, then there's nothing you can do. But with this one, you have to be a lot more precise, because if you overshoot, then you're gripping from behind. So there's no, it's much more difficult to stop your momentum. And that's why a lot of people, even though they make the grip, are still going to find themselves falling down afterward.
Yeah.
Yes. So we started with Brian Burke, the Burkinator. Burkinator. Yeah. He is going to take on this course. He does a lot better than I thought he would, given that he was the first run. I feel like I forgot that they sometimes have the first run be like a good one.
Yeah, they duped us.
We got duped.
I didn't know that he goes to Pomona for engineering, which is insane. This guy can do everything. I feel like I always get really offended when somebody's like really high achieving in their everyday life and then also is really good at ninja. I'm like, how dare you?
I don't know what Pomona is.
It's an incredibly good school.
I'll take your word for it.
Very selective college.
All right. Well, he also does well on the course here. He gets all the way through the first half fairly easily. Gets through the salmon ladder, goes through the hinge there. He is the first and only person I saw try to avoid doing the jump on the hinge. And
he does
tried
the
to,
full split.
Yeah, tried to do the split. And there were much taller athletes that I thought could easily have done this, but they didn't attempt it. I don't know if they saw him try and just decided against it, or if it's just easier to jump. I don't know. But he did end up just jumping and made it through the hinge. But when he got to Leap of Faith, he immediately went down.
He has incredible flexibility. That like truly was a full split.
Yes.
I appreciate athletes who remember to stretch.
Well, he's also the guy that did a split on the top of the warp wall after he finished the qualifying course.
Oh, I don't remember that.
So then we had the Anthony Trucks, the NFL person.
I think this was the Steelers guy.
Was it?
I don't know.
I thought this was a football guy. Was the Steelers not football?
The Steelers is football.
So what's the problem?
Oh, I'm saying I think that this is the Steelers guy.
Oh, that's yeah. It. I said I'm not contradicting
you. Yeah, you said NFL, and I was saying I think that this is the Steelers guy.
Yeah, okay. That sounded to me like you were saying I was wrong.
No. I was just in my head like, is this the guy who was on the Steelers?
Okay.
That's it. You're right. Fine.
Well, Anthony Trucks is going to take on the course here, but he does not do particularly well. He goes down at the spin hopper.
Yes, confirmed he was on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Then we had Thomas Coughran went out on spring forward. But a lot of people go out on spring forward.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd obstacle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously all of them made it through the first time. So
taking it for granted.
Yeah. All right. So then we had Rebecca Bonilla. She was the one that had an injury last season, and she went out on Walk the Plank.
Was she on team? Is that how I know who she is? Or she's just been good? I don't know.
Yes, I do think she has been on Team Ninja. And Walk the Plank is actually the one I was thinking of that a lot of people went out on. I think it was like three different women went out on Walk the Plank.
Yeah, I don't know why that's particularly tough for women, but
I think it's just they tend to be shorter.
Wow, sexist. Citing statistical facts.
Then we had Verdale Benson, who is the Army guy.
Yeah, he's also a physician's assistant, which
yes,
I am supportive of physician's assistants.
He is a very large man.
Yeah, they keep talking about how thick he is.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that our listeners got how I was spelling that.
Yes, I actually, this was one of my favorite runs of the night, to be honest, just because his size made it so much more difficult for him to get through some of the obstacles. And it was a very unique run because of that, where he like most of these obstacles, it looked like how, like they were saying it, like he's like muscling his way through. And he is like falling across the Diamond Dash. And, he started the salmon ladder, and his first jump, he is like very crooked. And cause one side of the bar went up two rungs and the other one did not. And his right hand falls off and he's just hanging on by one hand. And then he gets his hand back up and he just like slowly finishes the salmon ladder. And I was just like, this guy must have grip strength of steel because he is so slow on the obstacles and he is a huge guy. And he doesn't ever even show a hint of his grip strength running out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, like he said, he's been in scarier places than this before. I don't know if he's referring to the American Ninja Warrior course or Los Angeles, but either way, it's prepared him.
I guess so. And I guess he needed grip strength in those scary places because I didn't realize that the Army trained grip strength so much.
I don't know. Ask Flip Rodriguez.
Well, I guess we will. he ends up going down on Leaps of Faith as well. He's not going to be able to, again, he's just a big guy. He's not going to be able to get enough momentum to make the jump. Next up, we have Anna Shoemaker, who is going to go out, I believe, on Walk the Plank.
No.
Sorry. She just hits herself on Walk the Plank.
I was like, I know this isn't a really strong showing for the women, but she doesn't qualify going out on Walk the Plank.
I was like, she gets taken out by Walk the Plank. Meant like physically.
Yeah. Yes.
It looked like it hurt.
Yeah. And they're like, she likes diamonds. And I'm like, why? Because she's a woman? Like,
Lita, don't you know?
I mean, he could have at least said diamonds are a girl's best friend on the diamond board thingy. I don't know.
Diamonds are an Anna's best friend.
That's not anything.
Now it is.
Okay. No, she goes out on the warped wall.
Yes. She had made it up the warped wall in qualifying, but was not able to make it up in the city finals course. Not sure what happened here. Just must have been a little more worn out.
She's so close on both her second and third attempt.
That's got to be disappointing, but...
she qualifies via the women's rule.
What are you going to do?
Which, I don't know. Don't love someone going to Vegas that couldn't even finish the qualifying part of the course, but that's fine.
Yeah, it happens. We then get Kevin Bull. I got to say, always love Kevin Bull's looks.
What does that mean?
He's always got a cool look going on. He's in the blue and the black.
Oh, like his clothes. Okay.
No. Yeah. I mean the looks that he gives.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought it was like, oh, it's a good look for him, you know, like
doing well
on the course.
I like how good a look it is when somebody like Kevin Bull completes the course.
He didn't. That would have been a really good look for him.
His outfit.
Oh, okay. I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, it's cool.
Since when do you comment on clothes and I don't?
When somebody wears cool clothes that are blue and black.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah. He does really well. He's very fast through the course here. Ultimately, because he is not going to manage to get through the Leap of Faith, he is not going to go to the Power Tower, which I thought would have been fun. But he was the fastest, I believe, to the Leap of Faith.
Yeah, can't be mad at who does go to the Power Tower, though. Jumping ahead a little. But yeah, I feel like we got our stars.
Yes, and I was also wrong. He was not the fastest to the Leap of Faith, I think.
All right.
I think he was at the time.
Yeah. Yes, so far, because they have like a flips time next to him.
Yes. So there you go. Then we had Jonah Bonner, the gondolier.
Yes. I would like to say that I have heard that gondoliers in like Vegas and California are way better than the gondoliers in actual Venice, because the gondoliers in actual Venice like smoke cigarettes and talk on their cell phones.
I never actually went on one when I went to Venice.
I mean, I feel like that's fine. It's like a really touristy thing to do.
Yeah.
I've never been to Italy, but I have heard from people that have done like both, but like it's more fun in the US when it's like it's all like fake and like, you know, just for the experience, whereas like it's an actual job in Venice, and so like they're over it.
Yeah, and they're also dealing with foreigners.
Yeah, exactly. Although this guy, you know, Jonah Bonner, very cute. Which I look for in a gondolierist. Just a gondolier, not a gondolierist. which I look for in a gondolier. However, not the best singer, which I feel like is important for a gondolier.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, he was singing in Italian, and I was like, I don't know. Maybe you need to work out your vocal cords.
Well, maybe if he had been working on his vocal cords, he would have done better on the course. But ultimately, he's going to go down on the hinge.
It's so weird that he's like, oh, I've never done ninja training. It's just all from being a gondolier. And then when he's on the course, they're like, he's a competitive trampolinist. And I'm like, that's so much more relevant.
One of my favorite Sasuke competitors was an Olympic trampolinist.
It's a full body workout. Like, that is obviously what has prepared him for ninja way more than being a gondolier.
So he's trying to sneak in.
Also, Akbar gives an Akbarism so bad that even Matt is like, I guess that's one way to say it, where Akbar is like, he couldn't stick on like Venetian plaster. Is that a thing? I've heard of plaster of Paris.
Venetian plaster. I mean, it sounds real.
I guess, but it's like, Matt was like, that's one way to put it. Also, all of his friends are dressed in like those stripes and they look less like gondoliers and more like jailbirds.
I was thinking mimes.
Oh, mimes are scary.
I Googled Venetian plaster. The top result is no phone. I'm not telling you to Google something. That was not the top result. The top result was how to apply Venetian plaster.
Plastic or plaster?
Plaster.
Oh, a so
step by step tutorial.
Okay. Sustained.
So there you go. But yeah, I feel like this guy, I wonder, I'm a little conspiracy theory. He's just a trampolinist who wanted to go on American Ninja Warrior. And so. He just got a gondolier job so that he could have a thing.
It's a really sad world in which being a competitive trampolinist does not make you interesting or gimmicky enough to be on American Ninja Warrior.
Not doing enough cool flips.
Maybe he is. We wouldn't know because all we talked about was him being a gondolier.
All right. Well, as I said, he went out on the hinge and is not going to qualify for Vegas. So we then had Emmy Rose, who went out on Walk the Plank. The women just can't walk the plank.
That's okay. She's a sheriff, so I don't care.
She's too used to making people walk the plank. She's a boat sheriff.
I am a boat sheriff?
Yeah.
Like a pirate?
No, the opposite.
Okay, you've heard of the age-old pirates versus ninjas debate. What about pirates versus sheriffs?
Pirates versus ninjas versus boat sheriffs.
Okay, yeah. So boat sheriffs, like, they board pirate ships specifically to restore order.
Yeah, and they make all the pirates walk the plank. Mm. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like pirates could take them.
Well, clearly they could take Emmy Rose.
Burn.
Unfortunately, Emmy Rose going out on Walk the Plank there. Next is Wesley Silvestri.
My favorite name.
Yes. We usually talk about him as just like one of the qualifiers that they never show.
Yeah.
But this time he's going to go down on the hinge and he is not going to qualify for Vegas.
But he made it up his first warped wall. That's fun.
There you go. Then we have Adam Rail, who is going to be montaged here. And we do see him go down on Leap of Faith on that that tricky transition. But he is, of course, going to qualify for Vegas.
Of course.
Yes. Then we have Brian Crutch, who I can't even remember the last time we saw a full Brian Crutch run.
No, me neither.
And I knew that he was going to complete the course before the episode because I follow Brian Crutch on Twitter and I saw a lot of tweets about, hey guys, my run is going to be shown on the episode tonight. How exciting is this? I was like, oh, you definitely finished the course.
Well, you didn't know. Maybe he has like a sick dad or something. That can also get you shown.
Well, there you go. Well, I think it was the other way around. I think he completed the course and then they were like, all right, what do you got?
Yeah. Oh, wow. He actually did have a dad. That was literally just like an example of me thinking of something that could get somebody shown on the course. Yes. Okay. Yeah. They reverse engineered this.
There you go. Well, they're going to talk about his dad and how his he has had to recently become his dad's caretaker, and that has hindered his ninja training. But he, you know, as his dad has been getting a little bit better, he has been able to train some more, and so we are going to see Brian run the course here, and it's a great run. Love watching Brian. He's competed in every season of American Ninja Warrior. I also I like his arm sleeve. I think I've said this before. I like the arm sleeves.
I literally wrote, I like his pink arm warmer thingies.
There you go. It's cool look.
It looks kind of chilly in LA.
Maybe.
At this time. I don't know. People are wearing hoodies.
Yeah. He also had some cool shoes.
Oh, I didn't notice his shoes. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Brian Crouch. You deserve it.
I did find it funny that, you know, he was like so excited about seeing like everyone seeing his full run instead of being montaged. And then on the episode, it was like, we join him at the spin-off. They couldn't just give it to him. They saw his tweets and they were like, you know what, Brian?
You ungrateful crutch.
So he makes it through. He finishes the city finals course. I believe this is the first time he has managed to, I think they said in 7 years, so since American Ninja Warrior 4 or something along those lines, which is like, it was a different course back then. So like, really, this is a big accomplishment here.
Yeah, before my time, even. I didn't watch that season.
Yeah, before Lita was even born.
Yep, I am 9 years old.
So there you go. Brian able to complete the course. Very exciting for Brian Kretsch, and he's going to be one of two finishers for the night. Then we have Corey McCoy, who went out on the hinge. And I think, I could be wrong here, I'm pretty sure, you know what? I wrote down the number of where they finished, but I didn't write down. Is it top 15 still, or is it top 13 plus two women?
It's top 15 plus two women, I think.
It's top 15 plus two women. Because he was one of the two fastest people. There were two people that made it to the hinge that made it in the top 15. Corey McCoy and Kevin Fish. And they were the two fastest to the hinge. And so they probably qualified.
Yeah. Well, I assume, right? Because it's top 30 plus women for qualifying.
I should have double checked. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Well, he made it into the top 15.
Great.
And we'll leave it up to you as to whether or not that means.
I know that Adam Rail just posted on Instagram the all the qualifiers, so we can just count how many people are in that Instagram, but keep going through the montage.
Well, you can also look for Corey McCoy's name.
No.
All right. Well, next was Danelle Leyva, the Olympic medalist, gymnast.
Okay, well, there's only 14 people at Adam Rail's Instagram, so this isn't helpful at all.
Oh, boy.
Somebody
Kevin
had to leave
Fish
early.
Or Corey.
I don't know what they look like.
Oh, there are no names, just people.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I can't be expected to remember what people look like.
I mean, it would help.
This is your job to know who qualified.
All right, well. Danelle is going to take on the course here, and he's actually going to do really well. Olympic athletes have had a long history of competing in American Ninja Warrior, Sasuke, whatever, and only a few of them actually managed to translate that Olympic medalistness to their to the American Ninja Warrior course. He seems to be doing pretty well. That his natural sort of athletic abilities managed to get him through most of these obstacles, even though he doesn't have as much expertise on the obstacles themselves. But he gets through most of it. He gets to the final part of Leap of Faith before he goes down.
This guy is so tall for a gymnast.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Like, he's so tall that he bumps his legs on the obstacle when he on his backswing. For a gymnast, that is really tall.
Well, there you go.
He's an actor now, but I don't know what I would have seen him in.
Oh, yeah. What would he?
I don't know. He's cute, though.
Danelle Leyva, actor. I should have said IMDb. Here we go. All right. He was in Stealth.
Mm.
Please Don't Leave a Message.
Okay.
These are shorts. He's been in some short films.
Okay. Very serious actor.
Yeah. Well, he's getting started.
Yeah. It's a classic post-Olympic career. Short films.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly what it is there. All right. Let's see. Okay. I found the results here. It's not top 15.
Oh.
It's top 12.
What?
Yeah.
So Adam Rail's picture did have everybody in it.
Top 12 plus two women.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, six cities, there's 14 people from each. That's not 100. They usually go around 100.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Maybe they have some wild card entries. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe they were like, there were too many people in Vegas.
Well, maybe because there are going to be six people that are going to be able to get a redo.
Oh, right. They got to save time.
So who knows? But yeah, so 12 qualifiers here. And that means that Corey McCoy did not qualify for Vegas. That also means that so Verdale Benson, who made it to Leaps of Faith, he was the final qualifier of the top 12. So anybody that made it to Leaps of Faith managed to qualify.
Right. And nobody who didn't.
Yes, exactly.
Except for women.
Except for women. Yes, that's how it went. So Anna was one of those women who made it to the Warped Wall.
Yes, congratulations.
All right. We had Lee Cates, who his daughter was there to kick off his run. His daughter looked miserable.
Well, it's probably like 3 a.m.
That's very true. That's a very good point there, actually. His daughter, she came out, she looked miserable. Then she did like her dance and she looked like fine when she was doing her dance. But like prior to that, she was just like, it did look like it was 3 a.m.
Yeah, she was tuckered.
Yeah. Then we had Lee Cates went out on the Hinge. So unfortunately did not qualify.
Yeah.
Then Scott Wilson, who,
my man.
Yes, he was the something ninja that something and something or other and something other.
The chess ninja that also teaches chess and surfs and might teach that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. He's the one that made it up the mega wall. The only one that made it up the mega wall.
Yes.
In the qualifying round. Mm-hmm. And he did make it to Leaps of Faith. And so he will qualify for Vegas.
Yay. I like him.
Me too. Also looks cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Samantha Bush is going to be next here, and she is also going to go out on Walk the Plank. I 3 of the 5 women competing went out on Walk the Plank.
Yeah, that's really weird. I mean, this was like not the strongest field for women.
And all in the same way, too. Like, they make it to the bar, and then they all got, like, kicked off of the bar awkwardly and, like, fell back into the water.
Yeah,
and, like,
I don't know
As we saw, even Anna, like, had a weird, like, dismount from it.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. Then we had Tiana Weverly. Sweet tea. And she's going to get past Walk the Plank.
Yeah, she broke her leg, and I really admire the way that these ninjas keep training during their injuries, but I also have to posit that one of the reasons these ninjas have so many repeat injuries is because they don't freaking rest. When you break your leg, stop working out. All these people, Travis Rosen, everybody, they push through their injuries. I'm going into mother friend mode. Everybody take some time, eat some nachos, relax, watch a movie.
Well, they got to get back. They gotta make the money.
I get it, but if you hurt yourself again because you don't recoup properly, then you're not gonna make the money.
Well, Tiana recouped properly because she does very well here. She made it all the way to the Hinge before finally falling.
Yes, it's not an indictment. Again, I have a lot of respect for these people, but we do see a lot of these ninjas get the same injury over and over again.
Yeah, she almost made it through the Hinge too.
Yeah, she was right, very impressive.
End. Yeah, very great run.
Her back muscles are crazy. Also, you are correct. I did catch the commercial that she was on with Matt Nachbar, and it was for Xfinity.
There you go. So that's a demerit right there.
Her prestigious acting career. Is it a demerit for your best friend, Matt Eisman?
It's a demerit for anybody that advertises for Comcast.
Oh, man. Yeah. Worst. Why does Comcast even need advertisements? Every time I've gotten Comcast, it's because it's the only option in my apartment building.
Yeah. All right. Well, next up is David Alvarez. We get an update, which is
not
there's
update.
No update.
Yeah. He has not found his sister.
Yeah. And this time he's going to go down at the Spin Hopper. So he will not be in Vegas after they made such a big deal of like every second that he's on the show. Oh, boy. OK, never mind.
The irony of them saying like every second he's on the show while montaging him is more exposure for his sister. But we're not going to give him those seconds.
Well, they did give an update.
Yes, which is no update.
No update. Well, Lissa has not been found. All right. We then get Ben Udy, who is actually Chad Flexington.
How do you feel about this?
Not a fan.
No, you don't. Do you like the name at least?
Not particularly.
Mm. I thought it might be like an America thing because he wears America pants like Flexington and Concord.
Maybe.
I don't know. The only points that I can give to Chad Flexington are that he's a farmer, but not the kind of farmer that I dislike, which is rare. He's just a berry farmer for Driscoll's.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he doesn't farm animals.
Well, you know, I'm all for, you know, having a thing and everything, but it's a little much for me.
Yeah. Also, the children in mullet wigs are really upsetting. It's like very disturbing to me. I feel perturbed.
Yeah. Well, he does very well on the course. He makes it all the way to Leaps of Faith, which means he will be in Vegas, and we'll see what look he has for that.
It's probably gonna be the same.
Yeah. You get my hopes up.
Yeah, whatever.
Then we had Kyle Soderman, who I was honestly expecting big things from, but he is going to go out on the salmon ladder.
Big things because he's a dinosaur.
Yes. And also he's good.
Dinosaurs are big.
They really, stuck it to him there. Like, oh, he went for the mega wall, which meant that he didn't get the fastest time and therefore didn't get to go on the power tower and therefore didn't get a chance to get a free pass to Vegas, and he needed it.
Yeah. Yikes. Rude.
Then we had Kevin Fish, who went out on the Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Flip Rodriguez.
Oh, also just worth noting, Kevin Fish's going out meant that Brian Burke qualified. It showed like him and his mom on the sidelines, all excited, and it was a nice moment.
Yes. Well, Brian Burke didn't end up on the bubble, but we got the celebration.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it.
Well, it's just nice. I like his mom.
Yeah. She's got some hair.
Yeah, I had mentioned that she dresses like a fortune teller in the last
Chad Flexington
episode. Yeah, she's cool.
All right, so next up was Flip Rodriguez. We get a package about him training with some soldiers.
Yeah, and speaking out about sexual assault.
Yes, I guess he was talking to the military about sexual assault.
Yes.
And then they also did some training stuff. And I thought it was funny, like Flip, like shirtless with all of these like army people.
Yeah, it was like, well, I guess it's probably hot out there and he doesn't have to wear a shirt and all the other people do. So why not?
Yeah. And then he was like, we even climbed a big thing that's as tall as the power tower.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I am all for using your ninja prowess to promote good causes and education where it needs it. Especially if you're a man, we need you to speak out about sexual assault because people don't listen to women.
Yes. Flip is doing some great work. And so he is going to take on the course. And I thought they did well here because usually when they whip out the timer,
mm-hmm.
it's to be like, well, he beats the time. Or if he doesn't, then it's like, oh, he didn't beat the time and therefore is not going to the power tower. But they did a double reversal on us. They whipped out the timer. They said, oh, Flip, he's got to beat Kevin Bull's time.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to beat Kevin Bull. And then we saw him not beat Kevin Bull's time to the leap of faith, which means he had to complete leap of faith in order to get to the power tower. And he did.
Woo!
Made it through. So there you go. I also should correct it. So it was, in fact, Kevin Bull was the fastest time to leap of faith.
Yeah, but it just didn't end up mattering.
Yes. So there you go. Flip gets through leap of faith. He gets up the spider thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spider trap. I would like to see this one change again.
But, you just don't like the doors?
It's just, yeah. Like when they did the invisible ladder,
mm-hmm.
like that you saw their struggle face.
Yeah. You love the struggle face.
That was good. Yeah. And when they did other things, like, it was at least like a little faster. This is like, mm-hmm. it's really slow. Just like watching them like, oh, lift this wall. All right. Now got to lift this wall. All right. Now get up a little higher. Okay. Now lift this wall. All right. Come on.
Yes, even your retelling of it was boring.
Exactly. So he makes it up. He completes the course. Kudos to Flip Rodriguez as he is the fastest finisher.
Yeah. Does Flip and David Crutch count as like a matchup that you've been waiting for?
Yeah. I mean, this is good. I enjoyed watching the two of them. I mean, I had a feeling Flip would have this one.
Yeah.
Love Brian Crutch, not known for his speed necessarily. And, you know, Flip was like over a minute faster than him on the actual course.
Yeah. You would have rather seen Flip and Kevin Bull.
That probably would have been a closer matchup, but I was happy to see Brian in the power tower.
Yeah.
Yes. So we then get Davion Hancox, who went out on the Hinge, so did not qualify. And then Seth Rogers, the new kid, is going to do pretty well.
Is he like Big Red?
Big Red, yeah.
Great.
He's the one, I believe he got some testimonials last time.
Oh, okay. I barely remember. I know he's 19.
Up and coming kids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He went out on the leaps of faith. He could work on his look. He's just got like a t-shirt on.
He's a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay. Criticizing the fashion sense of children.
I would have liked some fashion help as a teenager.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm just saying, like, if Seth Rogers wants to ask Kevin Bull for some advice, I think he could help him out.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Kevin Bull is already a mentor and a teacher.
Exactly.
For you. So I think that's fair.
All right. Then we had David Campbell, who is also going to make it to Leap of Faith, but also not going to be able to complete Leap of Faith, but he will be going to Vegas.
Yes, thank God.
Yes. Then, oh boy. The final run of the night, it's Hunter Gerard.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Yes, we get a package about how speed kills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's just really, like, strange to see. This is our first time seeing a run that, like, effectively doesn't really matter.
Mm. It was fun to watch, though. Like, he was doing well.
It is, but it's sort of like when you watch, like, the skills competition or whatever, it's like purely exhibitional. Like, I know that the stakes are like potentially a do-over in Vegas, but that's not nearly the same kind of stakes as qualifying for Vegas.
He's able to go for broke. And so he goes through the course very quickly and it is very entertaining. He gets all the way through the hinge and gets to Leap of Faith. And he's there in an incredibly fast time. He's well ahead of even Flip's time at this point. So he's on course to be the fastest finisher of the night and take on the Power Tower. But he gets to Leap of Faith. And he gets to that final jump that most people have fallen on, where mm-hmm. you have to jump from the last set of handles to, or the second last set of handles to the backwards set of handles. And he tries to skip the final set of handles. So he's doing a big swing and taking a big leap and trying to skip that final set of handles. But like I said, it's a big apparatus.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the way. And so he smacks his face on it and just plummets into the water.
Yeah. And he's like bleeding hard.
Yeah. Blood is pouring down his face.
Yeah. Jesus. So scary.
Yeah. That was ridiculous. For this to be the last run of the night, like he's doing super well and then smack and blood pouring down. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Luckily we have the Power Tower so we don't end on that note.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense why they prefaced this with like, he likes to take risks and go fast. This was not our fault.
Speed kills, literally. Speed murders.
But man, that must have been embarrassing.
I don't know. I mean, it's not that. I don't know. He went all out. He tried to do it. I get it.
Yeah. Big smack in the face.
It would have been embarrassing if he like got this almost concussion on like the second obstacle. But he showed his stripes. I don't know.
Yes. And he would have qualified anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, okay. So that's why it's 12 instead of 13 is that Hunter Gerard qualifies outside of the top 12.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's 12 plus two women plus speed pass.
Okay. This is confusing.
Yes. Why I was confused. All right. So then we get to the Power Tower. It's going to be Flip Rodriguez versus Brian Kretsch. And this one is, I got to say, not as visually appealing.
I completely agree. Yeah. It's like these hanging ladders and it's just kind of like slow and not as easy to follow.
Yeah, it was a lot slower. I couldn't tell who was in the lead until Flip got to the ladder. As you said, it was slower. Even the ladder was kind of slow. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't particularly close. So I feel like this was kind of a miss.
Yeah, not thrilling. There's so many better things you can do with the Power Tower.
Yeah, that first one they had was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. But oh well. I mean, not shocking that Flip blew this up.
Yes, Flip takes the win here, which means he has the what is it? The safety pass?
Yeah, the do-over thingy.
Yes, and so he says, "There, here it is. I'm finally gonna beat stage two. Hopefully."
We'll see. I mean, he's a good person to have it.
He it's really
certainly
is.
Not wasted on Flip.
Yes, because he is absolutely somebody that is capable of completing stage two.
Yeah.
And it's usually just something, you know, he slips or whatever. Like, he's the perfect person to have this, and I'm excited to see what he can do with it.
Yes, me as well. Which is why, like, we talked about this in the first episode, but like, I don't think that there's going to be any, I don't need to put any kind of asterisk next to anybody if they win based on using this, because it's like always going to be somebody who's perfectly capable of doing it anyway. They earned this pass through a 2-episode, you know, like, course. And so it's not like, you know, America voted to give it to somebody. And so they didn't earn it. Flip earned this. And if he wins $1 million, he will be totally deserving.
Yes. And I think that's fair, because, you know, the qualifying stages are a big part of the show, unlike Sasuke. You know, giving additional rewards to the people that are able to complete city finals courses and do them quickly and, you know, win the power tower and all of that stuff. I do think that it's good that there's a reward for that. And it's not a huge reward, but it is just a little something. And I agree. I don't think it's unfair in any way.
Yeah. All right, so we run through our qualifiers.
Yes, so the top 12 here, Flip Rodriguez, number one, followed by Brian Kretsch, and then the rest of them went out on leaps of faith, starting with Kevin Bull, Danelle Leyva, David Campbell, Scott Wilson, Adam Rail, Seth Rogers, Ben Udy, Brian Burke, Hunter Swan, and Verdale Benson. Then, of course, we have Hunter Gerard as the speed pass person. And then we have the top two women, Anna Shoemaker and Tiana Weberly. So there you go. Those are the qualifiers. Those are who we will be seeing in Vegas. I thought this was fun. It's a city finals episode. Maybe not the most exciting in the world, but we got some good stuff.
Yeah, it definitely felt speedier than the qualifiers, which is a good sign, because this wasn't the most star-studded of all of our cities. So it's only going to get better from here, I think.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week with the next city finals course. Should be fun.
I have a review.
Okay.
Thank you guys for leaving reviews. You guys have been great about this. Please keep doing it. It makes me very happy. So this is from Munchkin37. It's called ANW Nerd 5 stars. I love that there are other ANW nerds like me out there. Also, Lita, you and I have a few things in common. We are both vegan. I think you are vegan. If I was cool enough to have an Instagram, I would follow you and find out. Bunch of animal emojis. We both live in the DC area and we both love ANW. Taryn, you are also cool, and your name just auto-corrected to Tarzan. So I think that means you should try out for the show. Thank you. I am vegan. I'm extremely vegan.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there was any uncertainty.
Yeah, if there's any shadow of a doubt about that, then I guess I just need to talk about it twice as much.
There you go.
Our entire podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the review.
Yes, I really appreciate it. And nice. You know, you don't have to be cool to follow me on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you already are cool.
I was like, I don't know. This seems dangerous. And then you saved yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she said if I was cool enough to have an Instagram, I'd follow you. But, you know, having an Instagram following me immediately makes you cool enough.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here. We will be back next week. As I mentioned, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. If you want to find me there, doing some fun stuff on Twitch.
What are you doing?
Just hanging out, talking to people.
That does sound fun. You can also follow Taryn on Instagram, who is now so basic that he Instagram stories his food.
Yes. I had a snack. So there's a player in Big Brother who is eating like nonstop. And so I made a post about how I'm trying to keep up with him.
Yeah, by gramming your food like the basic bitch that you are.
Yeah.
You can also follow me on Instagram at Lee Grammed, and follow me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted. You can also check out my blog, Drop Dead Culture, at LitaWrote.wordpress.com. I have been working every single day, so there hasn't been a new post in a little while, but I am working on something.
Yes. And have you ever posted your food on Instagram?
Of course. Of course.
So if you're interested in Lita's food, her vegan food.
Yeah, not in a long time, but I take pictures of all of my food when I travel because I want to like have like vegan, you know, vegan travel references for people when they ask me. So eventually I think I'm probably going to start a vegan travel Instagram that's going to be all food because nobody wants to see pictures of my food on my regular Instagram. But yes, I'm a big food grammar.
Well, there you go. All right. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a question to ask.